What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. I fucked up. Can we try it again? Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love Slurpees. Happy 7-Eleven Day, everybody. We're coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater Sunset location in Los Angeles, California on Monday, July 11th, 2016. Name tags much? Oh, very much. We've got, is this your last show, Nate?
Yeah.
Last show that Nate is attending, so if his name tag does not get picked, I'm gonna stomp on it. Wait, can I stomp on it either way?
Yeah.
Okay. Brandy Man, and your name is Brandy Man?
Yeah.
That's cool, dude. Van Camp's Donuts? You just brought a box of donuts?
Yeah.
You didn't add anything to it? It even looks like you're chewing. Are you eating one of the donuts? You're bribing us with donuts with not full? He's not gonna answer any of those questions. But at least you're sitting next to somebody who knows how this works and has a sign that says Tom Stoned. And he crossed out the B in Tombstone and added a D at the end. Very clever, very good work. Thank you to everybody who bought name tags. This weekend, Doug plugs, this weekend I'm doing shows at the Pemberton Music Festival in Pemberton, BC, Canada. Monday night here in Los Angeles, we're doing a Benson movie interruption of Purple Rain, which will be a very respectful interruption. I know people are tender about it. Next week I'll be at Comic-Con in San Diego, and the week after that, Traverse City Film Festival, Traverse City, Michigan, DougLowesMovies.com for dates, deets, and what have yous. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Our friend Larry Zerner, star of Friday the 13th 3D. Yeah, that's the correct title. He tweeted, "Everybody chill out about the new Ghostbusters. Your childhood was already ruined by Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull." This has been Tweet Relief's Skull Bashing Edition. I got a prize bag here, you guys. Do you want to know what's in it? Me too. I'm very curious about the contents. I actually don't know entirely what's in it. I do know that I'm giving up something that's a very cherished possession of mine, but for some reason I just felt like I'd probably never wear it, and it shouldn't just live in a drawer. It's a very beautiful Nightmare Before Christmas tie. Yeah, look at that shit. pipe from Peacemaker. Some CDs. One of my CDs, Hypocritical Oaf. But also Roland Gift, remember him? He was in that band. And they had a lot of hit singles. She drives me crazy. That guy, Roland Gift. He went solo. It seemed to work out pretty good. He made his way onto Doug Loves Movies. This is another cool thing I found that I'm having trouble parting with, but I'm really trying to just not have material possessions anymore. And it's a from back when it was originally released, a Back to the Future button that says, on July 19th, I'm going back to the future. So I guess that's the original release date was July 19th. I saw it at the Cinerama Dome. And you've heard me talk about it, and now there's one in the prize bag, you guys. It's a fucking loot crate. And I haven't opened it yet. I'm gonna unbox this before your very eyes. Now, I hope that from a promotional standpoint, they didn't send me next month's, but they sent me last month's, or an old one, or I don't know what it is. I also did not think ahead that it'd be hard to open. But I'm gonna break it to open it. And then I'm gonna tell you what's in it. Did anyone here get the last month's loot crate?
Yeah.
So you can confirm if this was the last month's one. Dystopian?
Yeah.
Your dystopian future awaits. And it's the inside of the box is beautiful. I'm sorry I destroyed it by tearing it open. But we've got a Matrix-inspired puzzle, which I'm already very excited about, and I'm just gonna keep that item. We got a vinyl collectible. It says Fallout on it. Apologies for not knowing all the characters and stuff, but this one's name is Derbs or Dorbs. I don't know, but it seems pretty cool. A T-shirt. So I guess they get your size, so they send you the right size. And in my case, this is not going to be big enough, so I'm giving this away. Oh, that's cool. It's a RoboCop shirt. It's a very beautiful, colorful RoboCop shirt. And then, a few other, some loot pins. And, this is cool. This is a T2 Terminator 2 plate. I don't know what I mean by plate. But there it is, all that kind of stuff. If you subscribe, you can get those box sent to you monthly. You know all the details, and I'm sure I'll talk about them again during the break today. And my guests all brought stuff for the bag, so let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Adam Nee, Paul F. Tompkins, and Thomas Middleditch. Fellas.
Hi, Doug.
Hey. Hi, Dougie.
Let's meet you all individually, starting with the gentleman furthest away from me, first time guest on the show. It's Adam Nee, everybody.
Hey, guys. Whoa. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Doesn't he have kind of a Bobby Tisdale thing going on, Paul?
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, anyway.
That's not an insult.
It's not. He's great. He's a favorite
He's
of everybody.
All right.
He's all right. He's okay.
Jury's out.
Adam is the reason I invited him to be here with us is he is the star and co-director and co-writer with his bro Aaron of a motion picture on Netflix I enjoyed a great deal called Band of Robbers.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys have seen it, right?
Everyone's seen it. It's one of most famous movies.
I saw it.
Movie.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's
Thomas great. Saw it.
Yeah.
So it is, it's pretty famous.
It's super famous now, I heard.
Because you heard about it.
Well, I tweeted. I've got over 10,000 followers.
That's tons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
I do have over 10,000.
Successful.
Is there a movie, what's the next least famous movie right after yours? Because you said it's a very famous movie.
Yeah. The next one would be like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like 1990 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay,
and then it's less famous than ours, right?
Just less famous.
Have you seen that one?
Nope, never even
see?
Heard of it.
See?
Yeah, I guess
Band
you're
of
right.
Robbers.
Yeah. I can't keep track of all the turtle incarnations.
There's been 24.
I don't really know the whole genealogy of it or whatever.
My favorite thing about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is what's that MTV show called, like, it follows someone and it would follow that girl who was super into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The show isn't called Follow Someone. That sounds like a show I would watch, but yeah. That definitely sounds...
16 and pregnant?
No. It was like My Time or like Spotlight Me or something.
My Time! What I like to do with My Time is I like to talk about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Someone has seen
well,
this
someone
clip
follows me.
Because it made the internet rounds of this girl. Come on. Only ate pizza and I'm serious. And she like went to the I guess
I think you got catfished.
Fanatic. Yes.
That's been off TV for years, I think.
Yes, but that's what I think of when
Wait,
I think
Wait, was
of
she teenage a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fanatic?
She was a fanatic.
You want to know something crazy? And this is a true story. When I was 9 years old, one night I couldn't sleep because I was so bummed out that I loved the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles more than God. This is true. I felt I was convicted that I loved the Ninja Turtles more than God, and I had actually secretly watched the movie. I wasn't supposed to watch it. And so I went to my parents and asked them to pray for me to get the Ninja Turtles out of my system.
Whoa.
Yeah. I didn't
Did
know.
It work?
It worked. I haven't seen any of the movies since.
Thank God.
You're not missing much. Wait, so...
And I was on an MTV show. A lot of people don't know about it. It's called Fanatic, and they... No.
I'm so curious about your religious background now. I don't know how to let it go.
But you know what you were on that I'm fascinated by? You played Jamie in an episode of Dawson's Creek.
Jeez.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Wild.
How'd that work out for you?
Oh, you know, greatest thing that ever happened to me. It happened 13 years ago and really kicked my career off. I've been famous ever since. It only took me 12 years to make a movie after that.
Wait, did you abandon God and that's why your career did not take off from Dawson's Creek?
I think that, yeah, I have fallen out of favor with the Lord.
Cause and effect.
You have a choice in life, Ninja Turtles or God and success.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But what did Jamie do on Dawson's Creek? What was your character? It says on IMDb one episode, so it sounds like an interesting arc.
It definitely had the potential for recurring. It was one of the last five episodes of the show.
They were winding down.
Yeah, they were winding down.
The glory years.
You know, it was a weird thing. I lived in Orlando. I grew up in Orlando,
Florida?
Yeah. And
I'll be there September 10th. Go ahead.
They just would put you on tape with like random sides I think I auditioned for a part that already existed on the show, and then 6 months later they just called me up and said, hey, you're gonna come play Jamie. I was like, okay, cool. And I went out there, I went to North Carolina where they shot it, and I danced with a girl, and Pacey and I fought. It was great.
Oh, Pacey, yeah.
Pacey.
I thought you said Pasty.
That's what I call
Pacey. I don't remember
Pacey.
That really pale character.
Yeah. I don't remember the show too well. I think it was Pasty and Jordy. I don't know.
You guys fought, like physically fought?
Yeah, I was supposed to make this girl's boyfriend jealous by dancing with her, and I was supposed to be a basketball player, but I had like shoulder length long hair, and so they were like, okay, maybe he's not a basketball player.
You're like,
because they didn't know what I looked like. It was 6 months later that I
Why
got
Why couldn't
this job.
You be a basketball player with long hair?
You don't know anything about basketball.
Name one, basketball player with long hair outside of
Teen
the WNBA.
Wolf. Teen Wolf.
I don't know. He kept it pretty tight. But excellent work.
But I am still promoting Jamie on Dawson's Creek. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
On Netflix?
And it's on Netflix.
You got a crazy deal. His contract was insane for playing Jamie.
You have to let me. Look, if I'll do this Dawson's Creek episode, but if there's ever some sort of streaming entertainment service.
Ever.
I get to make a movie. Where'd these guys go?
There's a VIP lounge up there.
Did you guys go vape? Yeah.
Y'all vaping?
Okay, I guess I'll tell the Jamie story.
Don't make fun of my audience. And let's say hi to Paul F. Tompkins, everybody.
Hello to everyone. Hello. Hi. Hello there.
It has been a minute, as people who don't know how time works like to say. What's going on, Paul?
Doug, nothing much. I'll be appearing on Doug Loves Movies right now.
And you're wearing basketball clothes.
I'm head to toe, dressed like LeBron James, but the same sizes that he wears, so it's just like hanging off me. It's embarrassing. And I look like a little kid. I look like someone who got shrunk.
What, if you couldn't say LeBron James, who would you say?
Oh, probably Lou Alcindor.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have any other current basketball references? He's Steph the one,
Curry.
Right?
Steph Curry is a good one.
Why did you do that?
Because his little daughter did that one time, and everybody thought it was
right.
The cutest thing they ever saw until they saw
right.
more of her.
Doug, are you a sports guy? Do you watch basketball?
Oh, I love it!
B-ball, the slams, the dunkers?
I can't get enough of any of it, man. I really do. I really love it a lot.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Popcorn and nice warm blanket.
He's my favorite player. You're right. And also joining us on the dais, which that really isn't what this is Thomas Middleditch, everybody.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It says here it's your 14th appearance on the show.
Yep, if that's what it says.
Where's my research, Doug?
I just write things down. Okay, I've got one for you, Paul.
Research on me, for Christ's sake.
Here's my research on you, buddy. You played Short Thug in Tangled?
That's right. Yes, I did.
The Disney animated near classic Tangled. Where that's the one, they didn't go ethnic on the girl, did they?
No, there was no diversity hires in Tangled.
Oh, okay.
They didn't go ethnic on her, did they?
I was confusing with The Prince and the Frog. I was going to say right. Tangled, the first African-American princess. That makes no sense at all.
Regular old white princess.
Yeah, there you go.
White princess!
What does...
What kind of things, tone matters.
What kind of things does Short Thug say, Paul?
Here's the thing. He's called Short because he's short, but really, in the original script, he was called Drunk Thug. But then people were like, oh, that's right, this is a movie for children. So even though I am clearly speaking like a drunk person in the movie, he's credited as Short Thug. And then when I did, they're doing an animated TV series, and I'm reprising my role. And one of the notes was, maybe he's too drunk. And so I pulled back on it a little bit, and they're like, now it's not drunk enough. And then we weren't allowed to use the word drunk anymore, so we used the word tired. A little more tired.
Wait, you couldn't even use the word drunk even in the booth?
Well, they wanted to get out of the habit of saying it.
Did you ever just ask them to give the guy a name?
It never occurred to me that was within my power to do.
It looks better on IMDb.
I thought Short Thug was his name, like Short Round, Short Thug.
I think my name on Dawson's was like Long-Haired B-Ball Guy, and I said, can I be Jamie? It'll look better when I do Doug Loves Movies. And then you came out of your like weird trance, and you're like, I've foreseen podcasts. Yeah. Just
Netflix
the idea
and
of it.
Podcasts and CD players.
Are those new?
Thomas, I have a question. Another thing I want to talk about with Paul. Paul.
Yes. I like this.
More research. Today is your comedy anniversary.
That's true.
It's Paul's comedy anniversary, you guys.
This is the anniversary of the very first time I did an open mic in Philadelphia on, I believe it was a Thursday, July 11th, 30 years ago, 1986.
Whoa.
Cool.
Now it seems like I brought it up.
Yeah. Paul, why do you always talk about...
Why do you bring that up?
At least it's 30 this year. I'm sick of hearing about it on 26, 27. Gotta only do the big ones. But 30 years. And then the first time you said it was in Philly, is that where you first did it?
Yes, at a place called the Comedy Factory Outlet. That place is no longer in business.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like that would work out. And I do have a question for you, Mr. Middleditch. How come Tina Fey doesn't like recognize you and wonder why you're working in that grocery store? Isn't that weird? You're like a pretty known guy. And she's just talking to you like you're some stupid dude working in the store.
Well, what am I doing there in the first place? Did I kill that man?
What was your motivation? Did the character have a name, or was that you if you worked in a grocery store and Tina Fey came in?
It is a nameless character. It was called Clerk. I'm just going to assume they typoed Clark. And there you go. I think he had a name on his tag. It's not featured. Mainly the American Express card is featured. We're talking about a commercial.
But then he also, your character doesn't seem to recognize Tina Fey either. You recognize her as a sort of annoying customer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this bitch.
Yeah, yeah, you are kind of fed up with her.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, Tina Fey, though.
No, she's
why
just
is this
like,
guy over it so fast?
I don't know. He's never seen 30 Rock or anything. He's just sort of like, I'm just done with it.
And she is insane in those commercials. She's like a crazy, the things that she says.
It's like she's just discovered that you can just buy things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I can just show this card and get stuff.
Good. And like, it would be like what her life would be like if everywhere she went, nobody laughed at any of the jokes she was making. Like one of the funniest people is cracking jokes and everyone's just looking at her like, what's wrong with this lady?
It's like a music video with the sound taken out.
All right, Adam, what do you got for the prize bag?
Our
new friend. It looks like you came loaded up.
Oh, boy.
You have your own bag.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to hold the bag open so you can pull stuff out of it?
Can you, small thug? Here we go.
Short thug.
Oh, sorry. It's hard to remember when it's not a real name. So,
even though it's on Netflix,
I got a Blu-ray of The Band of Robbers. It's got all those special features.
Sweet.
And if your papa couldn't afford to buy you a Blu-ray, I got a DVD of Band of Robbers.
Yay.
And if
the next thing's a DVD Blu-ray, I'm going to be so happy.
It's a shirt.
Oh,
it's
so
a
close.
Size small. If you got a small papa, if you want to give that to him. But since no one really wants those things, here's a Eagle Rock Thai massage. 60 minutes of someone walking on your back.
Whoa. Huh? That's a
there you
well,
go.
That's a very
man.
Thoughtful
there you go.
Gift to throw in
so
there.
So you can do all of these at once, as I do every time I go to this Thai massage place. I ask them if they can put the movie on. It's great.
Can it's I watch a movie? Way. I brought one. It's mine.
Well, thank you for all of that. What do you got for us, Paul?
Well, Doug, I got this little lapel pin from BoJack Horseman. This depicts Aaron Paul's character Todd when he created his own amusement park called Toddland, and he's got a top hat on and some fancy ringmaster clothes. And then also this mug from my canceled TV show, No You Shut Up. Very valuable collector's item.
Now, today Mark Maron was saying on the internet that you chose to end it in the right moment and that it was not canceled, your show.
Who?
Mark Maron. You didn't see the dust up over Mark Maron's show being canceled today?
Well, who
was,
who was kicking up the dust about that?
It was between him and the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, so people were saying the show was canceled, and he was saying, no, I chose
I ended
to end
it after four seasons, and that's how I wanted to go out, and I ended it.
Right.
But my joke about it did not help anything. But thank you for bringing that for the bag. And Thomas, what do you have?
Well, you're going to really like this because it is a salt and pepper shaker. And they are in the comedy stylings of French Bulldogs.
Is that comedy? Those are comedy salt and
pepper? Yeah, comedy. Comedy Salt and Pepper Shakers. Pretty real funny. Nice. Yeah. Real nice stuff.
Yeah, I love how they're getting along together.
Oh yeah, you put them on the table, they're gonna really have a fun time.
They're caged separately in the packaging, but they seem to get along.
They yearn to be together again. Perhaps you can do it. Soldier. Until suddenly we're in like a Captain Power show.
All of these all of these wonderful prizes.
Let's put this Captain Power?
You don't know who Captain Power is?
No, what a terrifying name.
Captain Power, okay, Doug, do you know who Captain Power is?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, so Captain Power was this real cool, Adam?
Is that different than Captain Planet?
Yes, quite.
Oh.
Captain Planet's a fucking ding-dong.
Whoa! Yeah.
He's powerless.
He's great.
Don't worry about it. I gave him up to God when I was 10, so I don't care anymore.
Well, Captain Planet, you probably would have had to give enough. Captain Power, I mean. It was really cool. You would get these toys, and they were like jets with like handles on it, and you had a little trigger, and you shot at the TV. Woo. And for some reason, there were these flashing bits that the thing realized that was what you wanted to hit, and then other flashing bits that you didn't want to hit. You can put a VHS in, and it would be this cartoon story that you'd like pretend to fly around in. And then there was the Captain Planet show, which is a weekly show, live action, where they'd be like,
power.
Okay, power on. They would say power on.
Yeah, you just said planet.
You said Captain Planet.
Power.
You said Captain Planet.
Because you fucked me up.
There
dude.
Never was a Captain Power, was there, Thomas?
No,
it
no,
was
no,
always Captain Planet.
My parents put me on the doorstep of my neighbors and then forgot about me.
I made up Captain Power to survive.
Who's the captain now? So which one? Wait, okay. I lost interest in it.
You found that hard to follow?
Yeah. I did a little bit, yeah. But
everyone.
I can't believe there was a thing where you squirted at your TV. That doesn't seem, that seems unsafe even by today's standards.
You didn't squirt. You didn't squirt. No one's squirting. It emits.
No one said squirt.
It like emits, I don't know,
what
like
a weird leap
infrared or something.
Oh,
like
infrared,
that.
Okay.
What was really cool is your little jet had hit points, and if you died, your little guy, your pilot, would eject out of the jet. It was awesome. It was a great
job. You ever do that thing where you squirt at your TV?
Yeah. And then at the end of every episode, it said, remember, kids, remember to masturbate and squirt.
It sounds like...
Remember.
It sounded like there's like one person in the audience that knew that what you were talking about.
Captain Power.
To be fair, though, he only said woo when you talked about shooting the TV.
Yeah.
Nothing else
I know
seemed
that.
Familiar at all.
Guy could be an Elvis biographer or something. Why do you know what it is, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See, I'm not making enough.
A toy for two boys.
Toy for two boys. It actually, speak of that, you could shoot them at each other. Your jets could fire at each other.
Yeah, this all seems very dangerous.
It was a tale for two
boys. I think a toy for two boys is the name of the movie that you squirted the TV at.
Isn't it the worst?
Sorry, I'll drop that. I'm gonna move on from that.
Isn't it the worst?
Adam, well, what?
I was just going to say, it's just the worst when you forget to masturbate.
Do you have days
like
where you're
like,
ah!
Oh, I can't believe I didn't...
Yeah.
Forgot to fit that in.
You should always make time for it.
Get Siri to
squeeze
make a reminder
in to squeeze
for
it
you.
Out. What?
Get Siri to make a reminder for you. Siri, remind me to masturbate in 2 hours.
You know how, but she sometimes gets a little prissy about foul language. Do you think she'd be like, I'm not going
to
do that?
There's only one way to find out.
Here we go.
I have a Samsung.
It's time for Ask Siri.
Remind me to masturbate in 2 hours?
It's a flip phone.
Why is she so shy? Yeah, maybe she just won't even answer sometimes.
Oh, no, she's...
Okay.
Siri, remind me to masturbate in 2 hours.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Thank you.
No, unacceptable. No, now you gotta do one. Remind me in 20 minutes. I want to hear her remind you. We won't be here in 2 hours.
Doug, good point. Siri, remind me to masturbate in 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll remind you.
All right, she's on it, so let us know if she comes through.
She's very subservient.
Adam, what was the last movie you saw?
Oh man, what was it? I've watched
on
so
Netflix
many movies
or otherwise.
Oh, you know what it was?
And did you have you watched your own movie on Netflix to get to the part where at the end it says we think you'd also like just to see?
No.
You should do that. It's fun.
No.
Or sad.
Is that what
depending
you
on what they recommend.
Did you do that?
Everything I've got on there, I like to see what they. But they're recommending it to me also, which
yes.
is also very offensive because they never recommend my other movies
what
to me. And I just watched one of them, so why wouldn't I want to see more?
I have found that my movie is never recommended to me, and other people will be like, oh, your movie keeps being recommended to me, but it's never recommended to me, so I don't know if I'm the target audience of my movie.
I think you need to pick, like, watch more heist movies or something.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because that's what Band of Robbers is. The you title didn't give it away.
Yeah. It's a rom-com.
But what was the last thing you saw? Like,
Swiss Army Man was, I think, the last movie I saw. And I...
People love it. I hear it's weird.
I loved it. Oh, my gosh. I loved it so much. It's so hard to make a crazy, weird movie that's different and isn't set up to be a franchise or isn't based on a book or something. And it is so... surprising and funny throughout. I love it.
And yeah, and you're still enjoying it at the end.
100%.
Doesn't lose steam.
Not for me.
Do all you right. feel that this will enable Daniel Radcliffe to leave Harry Potter behind?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I never even heard of this one. I gotta go see it.
It's Harry Potter? Oh my God. It's amazing.
No, you big dummy.
He sleeps
Swiss
under
Army
the
boy.
Stairs and his father doesn't have a face. Right?
With that tie, you're kind of coming off like the worst entertainment reporters.
Harry Potter. He's sure to please
foreign
people.
Press.
He does magic tricks, but he's not a children's entertainer, but he is after a fashion, you understand, because kids go to see the movies, and then they walk out entertained. Back to you over at the desk part.
Back to you. I sure like to come into the studio someday.
I'm in my fake office. These books are painted.
What was the last movie you saw, Entertainment Reporter?
What is the last movie I saw? Oh, I saw 10... what's it called? Lane. What's the name of
Ten
the
Cloverfield Lane.
Cloverfield Lane. I really enjoyed it.
It's good, right?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I really enjoyed it.
It's super fun, and it keeps you excited through the whole thing. Works till the end, I think.
I agree, Doug.
All right. What do you got, Tom?
Now, oh, wait. Was it a prequel or a sequel?
It was a...
Don't give it away. Or give it away.
So. Or does it have nothing to do with the movie Cloverfield?
I think it's a concurrent quill.
Yeah. It's a concurrent quill. Yeah.
Thank you for verifying. Yeah.
This is the news.
Yeah. This is the news.
This is the news.
I'm being educated and entertained.
Which is what, I'm glad we coined that now, because that's what a lot of the Star Wars movies are going to be, right?
This is the news?
Concurrent news.
I would love to see the Star Wars news.
People gotta
maybe
get the
somebody
news.
Will have it on in the background in one of the, you know.
Why isn't there hologram news?
Maybe Rogue One is a TV channel.
Man, if we thought we were spoiled for riches with TV in this world.
Which we did.
Which we, you know, what about Star Wars, all those planets, all those networks? I don't want to think about what I'm missing in the Star Wars galaxy.
What was the last movie you've seen in this year?
I'm not sure if I've seen one after this, but the last one I can remember was Lobster. The Lobster. It's crazy. Real weird.
It's real weird, and I watched it twice because I found it disappointing the first time, and I was on a plane. It was a choice on the plane. I was like, I'll watch this on a fucking plane.
Yeah.
Because if anybody glances over and sees what's going on my screen, they're going to be bummed out.
Yeah. It was a sullen film.
Yeah.
Sure. Did you guys like Dogtooth, or is it comparable?
Or Walrus?
Do you mean Tusk?
I haven't seen Dogtooth.
The Fleetwood Mac story?
That's right.
I haven't. I haven't seen Dogtooth either. But The Lobster, it grows on me. I like it better the more I think about it. But it's just it was a frustrating watch the first time I saw it.
I love all the acting. There's so many great little moments. It suffers from a lot of foreign director endings of just like kind of like a non-ending, like a non-choice. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah. Fuck. You couldn't have just decided?
Sure.
You Doug, fucking pussy.
Ooh, ooh.
Man, fuck you guys.
Thomas.
I'm not a citizen, but I voted Brexit. I fucking
what?
Did.
Wait, what? How did you vote if you're not?
Because I did, man. Because I did.
It was the first legislation to be settled on Twitter. Isn't that weird that they did it that way?
Yeah.
That's why so many people voted.
They just, yeah. You ever do a poll on Twitter? People vote like assholes.
They really vote like assholes.
They think they're giving a comedy vote. They think they're giving you a joke vote.
Well,
you know?
Your questions are, which are better, boners or giners?
Right. Why would boners win? just doesn't seem right. I watched a movie. Have any of you guys seen the film Demolition with the Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
No. An emphatic no from Paul. Absolutely not. Not a fan of him.
I say give it a try.
Okay. I liked his... the
Not Demolition Man.
That great. Just he doesn't Demolition. Know how to use the
Which
three
I
seashells.
Have seen.
Yeah.
The one, what's this? He's got the camera and he's creeping. It's called
Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler. Oh, you win that game. Paul's ahead with 1 point.
Oh, the points have started?
Where someone describes the plot of a movie?
Yeah. You didn't describe. You named.
Oh, Rene Russo.
Huh?
Rene
she
Russo.
Was also
I'm
in
trying
the
to
movie.
Catch up. I
She's
was
no,
in
Nightcrawler.
Rene
no,
Russo's in Tin
nobody
Cup.
Nobody asked about that.
Tin
oh,
Cup
Kevin
is the movie I first.
Shit. Yeah. You're ahead of me now.
Kevin Costner is in Waterworld,
Dream
which is
Catcher.
A stunt
Jack
show that's still going on. In-
okay, point again to Paul.
Wait, what? He's killing
I'm cleaning up at
it's
the
same. It's so hard to win this game.
I forgot to tell Bert to
Richard turn- Gere!
What about Bob? What about Bob?
Quick, turn the show off, Bert Kreischer, because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, people in Los Angeles are very busy, so that anyone took the time to make a name tag is an honor to all of us. And I'd like you to choose now which one of these.
Wow.
What's, oh. Interesting, Mike.
I thought
dropped.
He just quit. I thought he was pissed. He's like, I'm out of here.
He did not care for the wow. selection, so he just dropped it. And while they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, I just opened one, so it makes sense that today's episode is brought to you in part by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. And they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all the themes are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items from franchises like Star Wars, Marvel, Star Wars, The Walking Dead, The Legend of Zelda, Star Wars, and many more. How many times did I say Star Wars, nitpick? Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. We did it. Congratulations, everybody.
We did do it.
We got through it. Who are you playing for, Adam?
Julian. Julian made this beautiful Saving Private Julian poster. And you've got the soldiers carrying a joint because of, you know, getting high all the time and stuff.
Got a big blunt.
And you replaced it, old Hanksy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Who stayed in? Who's that over there?
That's me.
That's Julian.
No. On the other
side. Oh,
I know that is you.
It's Tom Sizemore. Tom Sizemore stayed in naturally.
Oh, okay.
And the other guy, Ron Eldred.
Eldred
is in there.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You left the two most famous people from the movie.
Yeah. Well, good pick.
Both talented actors. I don't mean to diminish them.
Nice job, Adam.
Thank you.
It's your first name tag pick. You did it.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thank you.
On this earth or on the show?
And we have to tie one of your hands behind your back for the first couple days that you're here. Lobster reference. Paul.
I'm playing for Nate. And this is Nate's dream DLM 2.0.
It's the second time he's done this.
That's right. He pointed out, he showed me a picture on his phone, like, you were in my first one. So that I wouldn't, like, just smash it on the ground.
That's funny you should say that, because he's here for the summer, and he's leaving soon.
What, is he doing an internship with you?
Not with me, but that's what he's here for, is an internship.
Where?
Bill Cott.
He's a great guy. How's it going so far? Are you learning things? Are you remembering things? I hope you're being polite to Mr. Cott.
Hey, you don't have to stick up for him, all right?
Well, I want to make sure that this young man is treating my
Paul
colleague.
Spends a lot of time with him in the teacher's lounge.
That's right.
So
I'm always labeling my yogurts.
So I sort of promised him. I promised him that at the end of the season or at the end of his time here that I would smash that thing. Because he's been bringing it to every episode.
Well, you want it to be smashed.
Yeah,
he's played out. But you must have spent a good deal of time on this. Ooh, he shrugs modestly. I like the cut of your jib, young man. Maybe you should intern for me instead of Bill Cox. Shall I say who's on the panel here?
Oh, you can if you want to.
Did that happen
last
time?
We've done it before. It's happened before.
All right. Well, this is new people. We got, I don't know, this name tag fell off. This guy in the corner. Who is that?
That's me.
Is that you?
I guess so.
All right. There's Doug.
It looks exactly like him.
And then I think, is that Jeff Tate?
Probably.
And then Chris Cubis.
Uh-huh.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
DC Pearson. Is that Jimmy Pardo?
All right.
Milana, last name that I have never
Weintraub.
Said out loud. Weintraub, thank you. Sean.
Cullen.
Mark.
He's good.
Supposed to be Mark Wahlberg. Oh, folks, I wish you could see this person.
Mark Wahlberg.
It's supposed to be Mark Wahlberg. And then Greg Proops. Was it hard to make the little glasses? I bet it was.
That's probably why Proops was the only four eyes on the panel.
I'm going to be really... What's a DLM?
Doug loves movies.
And where are we?
That's
tonight?
What's happening right now.
It stands for Doug Loves Movies, TM.
Well, I don't know. It could be something else.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
It could be a lot of things.
But maybe, like, as I stomp on it, you can make a vine or a little video or whatever you want to do. Because I'm going to stomp on that thing.
Jeez, what an animal. You're threatening
that
poor man.
Yeah, I'm going
to
bust the shit out of mine, too, Doug.
It's just a piece of paper, Adam.
I'm going to fuck up mine, too.
Well, I'm going to politely give mine back to the man.
What if DLM stood for Do Less Murders?
2.0 means the first one failed.
Do lovely murders.
No, no one likes that.
No.
Do less murders.
Make art with your murders.
Who are you playing for, Tommy?
I'm playing for...
Shit. Oh, shit, I love that one.
Tom Stone.
Tom Stoned.
Doug Benson, Adam Scott, and Paul Scheer star in Tom Stoned. And introducing, well, Tom McLaughlin. McLaughlin. And Tom Stone, the true story of the smokeout at the OK Corral. Oh, yeah. Everybody's got bongs and doobies and pipes and a kazoo that is a pipe, I guess.
Wasn't Tom McLaughlin the name of the guy who played Billy Jack?
Yes.
Wait,
you don't think...
Could it be? Here in this theater tonight?
Did you ever
know that,
Tom?
Didn't have his name registered as a trademark so that no one else could have it?
No one else could ever have it. All right. Good job picking name tags.
Thanks.
This is a weird show.
The first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. Each of you has to name as many TV shows from the USA Network as possible. Go.
What? Royal Pains.
Impossible. I won't do it. We'll be subjected to that.
Okay. Sight suits.
All right, so Paul won that game.
Burn notice.
He's doing it. He's winning.
No, it's just called Characters Welcome because I am going to list off characters played by a famous actor or actress. And you guys guess as many times as you want, but just, you know, anytime.
One as many times as you guess.
Yes.
Do we do like a bam or do we just say it?
Just say it.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Yeah, just jump in with it.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you know.
All right.
As soon as you know.
Okay.
What? I'm bad at winking, but I've also never tried that with a contestant. Like, I've set him up to win. All right. What actor played all of these roles? A character named Watts.
Josephson. No, that's not a guess.
Josephson is one of the most famous of actors.
Why?
A character called in the credits of a motion picture, Party Crasher.
Imagine if someone got it now.
Played Watts
and Party
Crasher.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Sam Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
Nope. Here's another character. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Kalar Zim.
Oh.
Tom Hanks?
Not Tom Hanks. But I'm curious to know what you think he played someone named Kalar Zim in.
The, what's that movie by the Wachowski brothers where he's running around with Halle Berry in the woods?
Club Atlas.
Yeah, Club Atlas.
Club Atlas. another character this person played is named Ike Clanton.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Ike Clanton. You don't have to hold on to this the whole time.
Wait, who's he playing
for? You just hold on to it the whole time?
No, I'm going to just set it down.
All right.
Ike Clanton.
Okay.
Clanton. This person also played a character named Colonel Miles Quaritch.
Bill Paxton?
No and no. Good guesses, though.
Stephen Lang?
Who?
Sorry.
I just didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Stephen Lang.
That is the correct answer. He played Ike Clanton in Tombstone. That's what movie that was from. That was a funny coincidence. And he plays Injun Joe in Band of Robbers. Currently, you can see it on Netflix, or if you win tonight, it's in this bag. Stephen Lang, the great character actor.
That's true.
Do you know who that is?
I don't.
He's great. You'd know him if you saw him.
It was when you went to the general, I knew, because I know he was very proud of his work on North and South, I think. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm blowing it.
He played Freddie Lowndes in Manhunter, the first.
Yes.
And he was really good in that, the journalist that ends up having something terrible happen to him. And then I was going to get all the way to Injun Joe, and then he was going to name his own, he'd recognize him because he's in your movie.
Isn't that
funny? And
He is so, like, what I love about this movie is it's funny and fun, but he is scary as fuck in it and actually brings, like, a real suspenseful tone to it.
He's so great, and he's a method actor, so he acted like that on set the whole time as well. He was the best, though. He's great. I love him.
But that'd be scary to be around all the time. Injun Joe, come on.
Yeah. Does he wear glasses sometimes?
You know, I don't know, Paul.
That's a fun thing I like to find out about actors.
Next up on Entertainment
News. I really like your Entertainment Reporter thing you're doing.
Sometimes. Let's take a look at the montage.
And now let's take a look at a montage of actors who wore glasses this year.
Hold your applause until the end.
And it's like really sad music.
Yeah. There's like an editor who wore glasses and no one claps.
Oh my God, he wore glasses this year?
No!
Oh!
I thought he wore glasses 10 years ago.
God, she's worn glasses 10 times.
Yeah. All right, this next game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And we're going to start...
Well, a new game?
What?
A new game?
Yeah.
You won, you fucking idiot.
I know.
Jesus.
And all you want is the chance to go first in this next game. And then we'll go to Paul, and then we'll go to Thomas. I'm going to say a tagline that was used in conjunction with a motion picture, either on a poster or advertising, according to IMDb.
Your body language is very strange. You look like, he's don't get
Pilates.
Mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. I'm going to use a tagline from a movie.
I just said, I'm still a little stressed out from when Danny Trejo was on the show, and I had to explain these things to him.
Better or worse than when Harry Dean Stanton was here?
Way better.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Fucking Danny Trejo loved the entire experience. Like, he had a blast, but it still was very scary. At the same time. Because he'd reach over and grab me, and the listeners couldn't hear that. Mm-hmm. But he would grab me hard.
Were you afraid he was going to reach for a machete?
Don't think I didn't say a few of those to him to his face, and also kind of was ready for it in case he came at me. But we'll start with you, Adam. What movie had a tagline, "When ambition meets faith"?
Easy.
Paul thinks it's an easy one.
So
give
easy.
It a shot.
Oh, man. When ambition meets faith.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that damned Steve Martin movie where he plays kind of a fun preacher in a white suit?
Oh, Leap of Faith?
Leap of Faith?
No. Paul? When ambition meets faith.
When ambition meets faith.
This movie is saying it is there when it happens.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say...
Oh.
Gotta be Battlefield Earth.
New.
What?
I know. Surprising.
You fell off your chair.
There you have it. It wasn't Battlefield Earth. Back to you, Doug.
Hard news.
I don't know that.
No,
film.
No. I was just saying the segment, his segment was hard news. Sister Act 2.
Full title.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
I like looking like it might be the answer. Let me
no
just
idea.
Double check. No, it's a movie that Paul F. Tompkins appears in called There Will Be Blood.
What?
There Will Be Blood.
Has anyone ever seen that on a poster?
That's why I went all this shit about it's according to IMDb. Don't take it out on me.
I forgot about that.
Of course you would have gotten the answer right if I used what the other tagline they had on there, which was, I love milkshakes.
You're right.
All right.
I'm just gluing into the fact that my suggestion was Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, Where Ambition Meets Faith. That's a lot of colons. Fuck off. I don't care. Idiots. You're all high anyway. You don't understand what's happening. Stoners.
Someone took genuine umbrage. What? What? The very idea.
Excuse me, sir. I've only smoked 8 bowls today.
I understand everything and most of it. All right, let's start with Adam again.
Stephen Lang.
So it might be a good go-to guess if we were guessing actor names, but these are the titles of films. I don't think Stephen Lang, the movie, has happened yet. What movie, Adam, had the tagline, "Be ready to believe us"?
Us.
Important clue.
Wow. I guess Magnolia?
Be ready to believe us.
Well, I guess if I've done the math
If I've done the math of how this game works, The Master?
These aren't bad guesses, but they're both wrong. Paul?
Somebody wants to be...
Be ready to believe us. More than one character is asking or ordering you to get yourself ready for the idea of believing them.
Such a long title.
Oh boy, let's see. I gotta say it's The Thin Blue Line.
No.
No? It's not The Thin Blue Line.
Just to clarify, it is not, no.
Case closed.
Got anything?
What is that movie with, they've just done a sequel now, it's a bunch of stars, and they use magic to steal things.
Oh, Now You See Me?
Yeah, but the original, just Now
That's
You See Me.
That's what the first one was called, Now
yeah.
You See Me.
Not Now You See Me 2, Back in the Habit, but Now You See Me.
Not a bad guess, but incorrect. Mm-hmm. It was, in fact, a sequel, and I get why they use this, but it's not great. Ghostbusters 2. Yeah, because they said something about believe us in the ad in the
we're
first
ready to believe you. In
yeah,
the first
yeah. We're ready to believe you. Yeah, so be ready to believe us.
Not
and
ready.
Then we were not ready.
Not ready.
We were not ready.
Turns what, out, too much pressure.
Yeah.
Do you think, for the sequel for Now You See Me, do you think they even entertain the idea of calling it Now You Don't?
I hope they did, but they just think people are so dumb that they won't make the connection unless you just call it the same thing and add a two.
They're potentially dumb enough to go see the sequel.
What if it was Now You See Me, : Now You Don't?
Yeah, that'd be great,
I think
great,
that'd be kind of perfect, but, you know, it also made me think people are about to see a movie about invisibility.
Well, what did they think when they heard about a movie called Now You See Me?
Right.
This guy recovers his sight.
You're right. It's been a problem all along.
Yeah, it's the title. The movie's great. It's a title.
I just don't know how they went ahead with this next one without Dave Franco.
Dave Franco is not in Now You See Me 2?
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know if he's in it or
there.
Not. He is?
He's
got to be in there.
Oh, the girl isn't in it. Isla Fisher's not in it.
Oh, is she not? I haven't seen it. I just know what Dave Franco's up to.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
What's Franco up to?
Being in that movie, Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
There's a spinoff film?
It's a spinoff, and it's just a game of peekaboo, him and a child.
I mean, also, Now You See Me, Now You Don't was a Kurt Russell comedy that Disney made in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One person saw that.
See a guy
who
shoots
squirting guns at his TV.
You trust that.
Joke
TV
race, joke race. All right. Starting with Adam again, you guys are doing great.
We are good at this game.
Pretty obscure.
Pretty tough.
Well, they're not
obscure.
That was a big movie.
They're tough ones, for sure.
You do? We all do. Vance Off the Walls.
Mine are the newest.
Yeah, fuck you.
Congratulations, I guess.
There was a movie put out into the world with the simple tagline, "It will scare you."
Okay, I feel like I should know this. Halloween?
Nope.
The Mexican?
Nope.
Are you to almost
that a call back to my encounter with Danny Trejo?
That's for you to decide.
Okay.
That title would be appropriate for apparently like half of America. No, I meant that it will scare you. The Mexican will for again. Trump got fuck it. It's too late. Never mind. Again, too many bongs in this room.
You what did about, vote Brexit.
What? Yeah. What about it? The movie it. It will scare you? It.
Oh, yeah. TV movie, first of all.
Man, fuck.
That's a great guess. That was a great guess.
And the answer is Friday the 13th, 3D.
That was the tagline!
That was the tagline?
It will scare you.
No wordplay about the fact that it was in 3D. Nothing at all.
Just somebody sent me the picture on Twitter. You just look down in the corner and it just says, it will scare you.
Get ready to have scared feelings.
That's
trust
tremendous.
Us.
Yeah. All right, so let's do one more just to see if we can get somebody with a point on the board here. And we'll start with Adam, and it's...
Someone's angrily pushing away from the dinner table.
While I've had it. We shouldn't wear your headphones at dinner.
It's the only time we're together as a family.
Do you have to listen to podcasts all day, huh?
Adam, what movie had the tagline, her first great adventure?
Wait, it's her first great adventure?
Uh-huh. Her.
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 First. First.
Her.
Great.
Her. First. Great adventure.
The name's Erst. Herf Erst.
Adventures in Babysitting?
No!
thank you.
Boom, shakalaka.
Paul. That means I was closer is the worst guess ever.
It was a very logical guess.
It's a good guess. It's a good guess. I tend to find that they don't put a word from the title in the tagline, or if they did, I probably wouldn't use it because then it would make it too obvious.
It will scare you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say that if the movie was called Scare You.
When Faith Meets Ambition, it was going to be called Faith.
When ambition meets faith, right after Will and Grace. Her first great adventure.
And stay
Paul.
Tuned for my movie wrap up. What is it again?
Her first great adventure.
Disclosure.
Okay.
I want to say Eat, Pray, Love. But you're doing very obscure things, so Eat, Pray, Love, 3D.
No.
Damn it!
That was the tagline for Supergirl from 1984.
Oh, cool, man. I don't know. What do you want? What is that?
Who
what
plays
is that,
the current
movie?
Supergirl on TV?
Melissa Benoist.
And what movie is she in right now on Netflix?
Band of Robbers.
That's correct. Thought I'd give him a gimme.
You gotta give him a gimme.
Give a gimme.
You thought he would quiz all of his actors about their previous
I think he
jobs.
Knows. I think you have to.
You have to do it.
You do. It's, in the audition process, you have to be able to recite that.
But does she wear glasses sometimes?
Paul's doing a year wrap-up for his show.
I'd really love to get two more actors who wear glasses sometimes. You'd really be doing me a solid.
It's time for a newish game, you guys.
Oh.
Newish.
Called How High Can You Get? And it's Thomas versus the audience. No, this is a super fun game you're going to love. Adam gets to go first, and then...
I think I'm still winning, right? Because it's no one's getting points.
No, you won that first game a long time ago, so now you get to go first in this one.
This is exciting.
And then a long time ago, fucking...
what does it say on your phone, Paul? What does it say? Time to masturbate?
It says masturbate.
On the lock screen, just very simply, masturbate. So discreet. That's a great way to spice up your solo love life. Siri told me to do it.
Yeah. Sexy enough. I also like to imagine that we thought she might say it, but like,
don't forget to masturbate.
But that would be a terrible thing.
Because Siri doesn't remind you out loud when you ask her to remind you something. It's just a text.
I think it's always just a notification.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's still pretty great.
She did it, though. Thank you, Siri.
She's on top of it.
Well,
she's
got
to keep track of a lot of weird shit.
You don't want to disappoint Siri, do you?
Siri, thanks for reminding me to masturbate.
My pleasure.
My pleasure as well.
It's a tie, Siri.
What a dirty girl. She's kinky. She's fun.
I like Siri.
I like her.
Yeah, I like her. And you're going to love this game.
Thank you for keeping us on track.
It's a fun challenge. We're going to get from an audience member, and you know, no one's bugging me on Twitter about this yet because it hasn't really become a thing yet, but who's heard How High Can You Get before? One time we played with heist movies, strangely enough, and another time we did kids movies. And you guys would be surprised if you listened to it, but Sam Levine mentioned many times that he doesn't pay attention to kids movies. And that's why he wasn't good at it. And then we were like, yeah, you know, kids movies, like Wizard of Oz, you paid no attention to that in your fucking grown life. I don't know why I brought that up. Other than to say, don't give us a shitty genre like kids movies. And that guy right there, he's raring to go. But here's what happens once we get the genre. I don't want to get it yet, because I don't want anybody to start thinking about it yet. Adam's got to say a movie from that genre that has only one word in the title. Then Paul has to say one. Thomas has to say one. I have to say one.
This is too hard, Doug.
I'll play two. Whoever of the four of us that gets through that round, which should be everybody, I hope, has to say a movie that begins with, that has two words in the title.
Okay. You get to level two.
Two, 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 three, 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 four, four, four. We got to six words when we did heist movies.
Whoa.
Wow.
Right? Heist movie seems a little limited, but once you get going.
I can think of one of those.
All right, but what's this guy got for us? Horror films. There you go.
Okay.
Adam, start us off.
One-word
horror title.
I'm going to go back to something from earlier and say Halloween.
Yeah, one word. Well done. Beautiful.
Really well done. Really good. Really good.
Paul F.
One word horror movie.
Yeah.
Jaws.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that. One of the scariest movies ever. People stop going to the beach.
Do TV movies count?
No, you can't say it.
It's also Stephen King's hit.
Right. Full title. Are you really having trouble with this?
Yeah, this is so weird. I'm having trouble.
Just think of a famous, really super famous horror movie.
And
then double check and make sure it's only got one word in the title.
I got a lot of two words. Oh, okay. weird that this one came to mind. Oculus.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I would like to go with a name. Carrie.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Yes. 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 Okay. Sure. I'm gonna go with Evil Dead.
Yes.
Okay. The first one was an attempt at a horror movie.
Was there ever one that was just Evil Dead without the?
The first one, right?
Was just Evil Dead.
I think it was
Dead.
Just Evil Dead, wasn't it?
I think it was the Evil
remake
Dead.
The newest one is Evil Dead.
Okay. The newest one. So that we got to take it then.
Yeah. So I guess
he's
everyone
still correct.
Back the fuck up.
Yeah.
I guess everyone relaxes shit.
It gets tricky, man. It gets tricky. I'll show you what you should have done when it gets to my turn, Paul.
Ooh.
Remember how like Dick Clark used to come over after the pyramid?
And what if I had said?
Yeah, it's like, God damn it.
We're on to two words, yes?
The Babadook.
The Babadook, correct. Yes.
The Ring.
The Ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Show us how it's done.
You know, are you article shaming? Is that what you're doing? That it's like, oh, I guess you could use the movies.
But if doesn't you Evil to go... Dead have the in it? But don't use the.
Why do you hate the word the?
I don't know what I'm doing.
What? You hate the word the.
No, I'm all right with it. It comes in handy, especially in the next few rounds. We're going to need it. It
came in handy already.
Yeah. But I don't need it right now, because I'm going to say Halloween 2.
We have been schooled.
All right, Adam, we need a three-word horror movie title.
Army of Darkness.
Okay. Which I'll be interrupting at Movie Co. in Rosemont, Illinois on August something. With Bruce Campbell. Yeah. As part of his horror film festival. Paul.
Friday the 13th.
Nice.
No, okay. But I don't know if there's a the. Okay, hold on.
He turned into a beard baby.
I don't like it anymore. I'm gonna be the one that ends it here. Hold
what are we on, three?
Yeah. No.
I don't even know if there are any other three-word movies.
Yeah.
Not just in the horror genre.
But period.
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait. Okay.
What?
The Grudge 2.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I was just thinking, did they make a sequel to the Grudge Match? I was thinking a Grudge Match.
No.
And that would have been scary, see those guys box again. But I'll go with Don't Look Now.
What was that again?
Okay.
It was more creepy than horror-y, but you know, I'm in charge.
What movie was that though? I can't remember.
Nicholas Rogue, Donald Sutherland, Julie Christie.
Oh.
Real creepy one.
Riveting.
I'll
We're
go.
All afraid of four words, aren't we?
I'm not.
Oh, you got one already?
Unless Adam says the thing I'm about to say.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Well,
don't do it, though.
Let's see. Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
Oh.
That's not what I was going to say.
Yeah, because you would have said A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is it A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Mm-hmm. Even though many nightmares occur during the course of the film.
What do they name it like it's a play?
A Nightmare on Elm Street. Is A Nightmare on Elm Street?
A Nightmare on Elm Street, yes.
You know,
they might have dropped the on some of the sequels, I don't
what
know.
What section is it in at Blockbuster, A or N?
Oh, it'd be under N, but that's what makes my game so much fun, is that I'm a stickler for no good reason. Do you have another one that's got four words in it?
Okay, I get another shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to jack off in front of us. Just as punishment.
Okay.
Do you need a reminder?
All right. I'm going to give you one, and you may argue with it. But
okay, I can't wait.
But I think that this is a horror movie, because we've been talking about it. There Will Be Blood.
What?
It does promise blood.
When faith...
It does have
when
murder.
When ambition... meets faith in a bowling alley and creepy music and deaf children. Horror abounds. That was going to be the tagline. All hey, right. Don't look now.
Does the game Alex... end if he gets eliminated or we just keep battling?
Oh, we keep going.
We did accept yeah. Don't look now.
There will
I forced
hands.
It through, though. I, you know, there's elements of horror and There Will Be Blood.
It's not a horror genre, for sure. But
oh, well, now that you just admitted it, I got you're out.
But it is officially a horror film. You didn't let me finish.
According to Paul F. Tompkins, a Hollywood Entertainment news story.
Let me ask you.
I saw some parts of that movie were very horrific. Back to you.
Paul, come upstairs for grilled cheese. Because that was taking place in your basement.
Do you have a four-worder, Paul?
Drag me to hell.
Yes.
Okay. The Hills Have Eyes?
Yes. Don't answer the phone. No, I'm just saying that to Paul because I don't want him to masturbate. Paul, five words.
Five words.
Five-word horror film.
A Nightmare on Elm Street.
When you bust out the mouth air horn, you know things are cracking. I'm gonna stomp on that name tag right now.
Fuck. I'm getting to four, but you've got them. You've got one.
I'm
ready
good.
To go.
Oh, I got a six.
Okay.
I got a good one. Good five.
Benjamin Button. Colon. Watch out, kid.
You're out.
Fair enough.
There Will Be Blood and Benjamin Button are the two scariest movies.
Can you imagine a double feature? You'd never sleep again.
The People Under the Stairs.
Okay.
Six words, Paul.
Friday the 13th, Jason takes Manhattan.
As you take out a rapier and draw a line in the sand.
You don't think there's a number in that one?
No, I don't. I think the title is As I Said It, Sir.
Okay. The Little Girl Down the Lane. Seven.
Seven-word horror genre title. In the history of cinema, there have been many scary films. The titles range inward number from 1 to 12. Seven words. Not now, phone.
Oh, no. Masturbating time. It'll help you think.
Damn it, Paul. Masturbate. It's
a real tough one, right?
Help! Oh no, there's a knife there.
I keep thinking of ones that just fall short, but sound like they would have enough words to get there.
I have my 10-word one, easy, but... Yeah.
It's tough.
I know, it's like, I feel like...
Don't say it, but does anyone in the audience have one?
I'm sure they do.
Oh, okay, my God. Okay, hands shot up. Yeah.
Many people.
Everyone here has
many
a
people.
God damn it.
Joey, stop screaming at your podcast.
But he can't think of a seven-word horror movie. He's a fucking idiot.
Joey. You said you
people
were going to
look
for work
them.
Today.
People tweet them to me like, you guys are so dumb. Why didn't you say this?
Well?
Well, because we didn't get to think about it and tweet it the next day.
And no one was staring at you while you were thinking of it. You fucking asshole.
Hey, 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 you guys could be thinking.
You know what, you're right.
Yeah, I think I
don't want to eat up all the time.
I think we should maybe call it.
I think I'm out. Yeah.
So we could play another game. But you're the winner of this game, Paul.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Ole, 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 ole.
Wait, but I won because you also couldn't think of one. Is that correct?
Well, I was thinking about, wasn't there like Saw 2 and the importance of being ignorant? Or something
That's
like that?
That's Birdman.
Yeah. What do you guys got? I know what you did last summer.
And then
8 is
summer.
I know what you did last summer too. We could have gotten to 8.
No, I still know what you did last
summer. Oh, what's wrong? I still know what you did last summer. Oh, so there's no part 2. You're right. It's just I still know what you did. What else?
A girl walks home alone at night. Oh,
a girl walks home.
What's an 8-word one?
What?
Listen to these guys. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Did anyone go up to 9?
Who's got a 9er?
I knew it, fucking pussies.
Yeah, dumbasses.
Suck it, DX! Woo!
All right, we got time for one more game. It's still anybody's game. Anybody could win. Paul gets to go first, though, because he won that
Ray.
One. And then we'll go to Adam, and then to me, and then to Thomas. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. You got your rally cap on, I see.
Yeah, yeah. I turned it backwards like Stallone in Over the Top. A real man's movie.
Someone in the audience had a suggestion for Last Man Stanton. That's where we just get an actor, actress, and take turns naming movies they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out. Yeah, I know, more pressure. And where is, this is a very simple Twitter handle, I don't know how you got it. AJDS.
Yes.
AJ Diaz?
Yes, AJ Diaz.
Is that what it's short for, AJ Diaz?
Yeah, it's just my initials.
Okay.
What's your full name?
Adam J. David Shane.
Thank you.
What's your address, sir?
Last 4 of your social.
Expect a letter.
What do you do, man?
I'm for a living?
No. Yeah, how
no,
did you
like,
afford
do you breathe in and
for
out?
A living?
Do you eat food? Oh, do you sometimes wear glasses?
How many times a day do you talk with Siri? All right, so what do you have for us today for the Last Man Stand? You came from Portland, is that true?
Yes.
Okay, came all the way from Portland to be here.
Which one?
The one in Maine. It's Stephen King. What is it? What do you got for us?
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline.
Oh, Kevin Kline. Kevin
Kline. Interesting one. I mean, the show's got to be over soon anyway, so...
I'm thinking of movies, but not the titles.
I'm not going to fight it.
You're just like seeing them in your mind.
I'm seeing images. And...
But here's the wrinkle, you guys. There's a wrinkle.
Uh-oh. He's got his hunched shoulders again.
The name tag you're playing for is your lifeline that you can use once.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, Doug. Fun.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll play.
But Paul already knows a Kevin Kline film.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Dave.
Great movie.
It's fun, right?
It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie. Bravura performance by Kevin Kline.
French Kiss.
You're sure.
It's my favorite movie.
I'll go with Fish Called Wanda.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't do it. McLaughlin, what do you got?
What a team you guys are. Come on, Tom Stone.
He's not in Barcelona, is he? I'm not guessing that. What?
In and out.
In
he's
and out.
In and out. No, he's just suggesting somewhere to go after the show. Get a nice burger. In and out.
Did Paul saying, do you eat it in and out? Is that what that stuck in your brain and that's why you've said that? Oh, okay.
No.
I just, you know, I'm trying to figure out how people's brains work.
I didn't say In-N-Out.
No, hey, when man, you were at,
I think he's crazy. This dude's totally
Wait a
bonkers.
Second. So for the past hour, everyone's been talking about hamburgers, right?
Buddy, you're nuts.
Paul, you're up again.
I'm going to say Fierce Creatures.
Okay.
The unofficial sequel to Official.
Of course. That's what it is. Adam?
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
Excellent choice, sir.
It's my favorite movie.
Wait, now hold on.
Ooh, I just thought of a good one.
Oh, fun.
Oh, fuck.
Ricky and the Flash.
Right. Great movie.
I didn't say it was a good movie. I just think it's a good one for this because no one else would have thought of it.
Wait, did you? Oh, yeah. You used the lifeline. That's right.
Yeah.
None of those titles help you out?
Oh, like, yeah.
You could just say Dave 2 or whatever?
Yeah.
Dave 2. I would have watched that. I would have watched Dave 2.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, dudes. It's called Yeah, Dudes. There's a movie called Yeah, Dudes, and he plays like a skateboarder, and he always shredded.
Okay.
What's it matter? What's any of this matter?
Back to you, Paul.
Hello. I'm going to say The Big Chill.
Oh, of course.
Your favorite movie?
Oh, no, my back was hurting.
Oh.
Oh, good joke. That's an old joke, guys. Shit.
You want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah, I need something to kick. I need a Julian. Can you help me out? I need something.
Yeah,
to
kick him into overdrive.
Last Vegas,
of course. It was like Space Cowboys,
Thank
but on
you.
The ground.
And they weren't doing anything worthwhile.
No. No mission, just hanging out in Vegas, being mad at each other.
The idea of old people going to Vegas, can you imagine?
Yeah, the crazy shit happens. They're all like, my hip. I'm trying to decide between...
Oh, that's rude.
Oh.
he's got options. Yeah.
Sorry.
One out of six is hard to pick.
Wild Wild West.
Gosh.
Is my choice.
How do we not remember these?
Is it me?
I am assuming my title didn't.
Oh, I was like, thought it'd be funny to let you continue. Because the same thing's just going to happen every round.
Well, he was in. Yes, of course.
Which one?
He's in the. He was in the 96 NBA slam dunk competition. And they made it a theatrical release film out of that, so that counts.
All right. Paul?
The January Man.
Oh. Whoa. All right.
Can I go to Paul's lifeline? He hasn't used it.
What happened?
Can I use Paul's lifeline? I'm pretty sure he's playing a character where he's got like a thin mustache.
Yes, that's what. That's
what fucking movie is that? Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, and is he a bit gay? Or maybe it just is.
Well, you can't tell. Yeah.
Just, he's super enthusiastic.
I think that's half of his movie.
Yeah. Oh, that helped me think of one, though.
Oh, good.
Is he in. Sorry for getting so close to you, Paul. Let me just get some of your brain. Is he in some kind of a Robin Hood movie? like a some kind of an animated deal. Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is a great guess, but no.
I love this guy. Why can't I think of his movies?
Well, you know, I'm just happy you're here today. I Love You to Death is another Kevin Klein movie.
Ah.
Middle Ditch.
Yeah. Road to Perdition 4.
Still driving.
Paul?
Soap dish.
Oh, nice.
Y'all crazy.
Nice soap
Y'all crazy
dish.
Klein fans. You're the Klein heads.
Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
He played, he just had a walk-on on Dude, Where's My Car? Just for a second. Super
Paul,
funny.
Correct, Paul.
Chaplin.
Oh, Chaplin. How about Silverado?
Why won't you come to your senses?
You've been out on a for so very long.
Are you doing a harmony, or are you just saying the words right after I sing them?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, cause it worked.
It's
whatever
good.
You were doing,
it's
it worked.
Good. He's in Julia, Julia, Julia.
He's the middle one.
Yeah.
You got another one, Paul? This is really, this is pretty impressive.
I feel like I do.
I don't think Kevin Klein could name this many.
Is he English? Like, British?
USA, baby.
Okay. He just feels British.
I feel like there's one floating on the edge of my brain.
You're in better shape than me, then. I don't even have a floater.
You guys have lifelines.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Do
Nate.
A
lifeline.
What
does
Nate got?
My life is a house.
Wow.
That question mark at the end did not inspire confidence.
Yeah, my life is a house.
He was in that movie?
Yeah, he is.
It does sound familiar. Doug, I'm going to say my life is a house.
I'm going to have to go to the judge. Nate?
We're good.
Okay, we're good.
From the three-point line.
Yeah, it seems like a...
That internship is paying off, buddy. Well done.
Oh.
Oh. Nani? Oh. Gone to bed. Dougie, baby.
He's dreaming Kevin Klein movies. Is that allowed?
I can't think of another one.
Yay, I won!
Paul F. Tompkins is our winner!
I was out. That was it. Thank you, Nate. I was out.
So, Nate, you did it. Yeah, come get your bags.
Yay! It's a paid internship now.
Nate, who played for you last time?
Lamar and Morris, Winston from New Girl. When's the, what Kevin Klein movies did we miss?
The Ice Storm.
The Ice Storm, motherfucker!
Yes.
Thin mustache!
That's the thin
mustache. I'm kidding.
What's the one with the thin mustache?
The Pink Panther?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame!
Will Parker! I sometimes wear glasses.
It is.
Pirates of Penzance. Wasn't it just called Pirates? Or is that that's a different movie?
That's a different movie with the Christian McNichol and
Walter
Blue, Blue Lagoon guy.
Oh, this is so fucked up, man.
Adam, what do you got to promote, buddy?
You know, everything I'm doing right now is like writing, so nothing's coming out too soon, but we just finished this short with Sarah Silverman called You Can Never Really Know Someone. That's out there on internet, so you can see it. You can watch it.
That's a six-worder. That
yeah,
one.
It's kind of a horror film.
If we ever
it's
do
like
shorts
There Will Be Blood
as a category.
Yeah.
Adam Nee on Twitter, N-E-E.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here,
Thank
dude.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Paul, what would you like to plug?
Hi. I have a podcast called Spontaneation, which, thank you very much. That comes out Mondays, part of the Earwolf Network, and I will be going on tour to Australia with Comedy Bang Bang, me, Scott Aukerman, and Lauren Lapkus in August. And you can go to paulftompkins.com/live to find out when things happen. Oh, and I'm going to do the Meltdown tomorrow night, the one of those tapings. Very nice. Come by that. Those are fun.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Doug.
Thomas Middleditch.
Look out for a movie called Joshy. It went to Sundance last year and is now out.
With Adam Pally?
Got crazy cast. Adam Pally.
Wow, you're terrible at all these games.
Kevin Kline.
Brett Gelman.
Freddy Krueger's
Freddy
in it.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger is in it.
It'll be on Hulu. And also, I think it's got a little limited theatrical, but check it out on Hulu. It's a real good one. And yeah. Silicon Valley.
But Silicon Valley.
You'll have to watch it on HBO Go, because it's already concluded. But
I think
season
this guy
four
wanted to know about
out.
When's oh. the next season.
Oh, this time next year. Whenever Game of Thrones comes back on.
Oh.
We're on right after, peeking out.
I should say BoJack Horseman comes back to Netflix Woo! July 22nd.
All right, all right.
But I had a thing.
Next Los Angeles, Doug Loves Movies is Thursday, August 11th at Meltdown Comics. What's up, Thomas?
And Jenny Slate is in the movie of Joshy as well. Why the fuck?
Were you going to ask me who else is in Joshy?
I was going to do Marcel Lachelle. I don't know why I couldn't. I'm terrible for this particular show of like remembering names.
Maybe you could try some ginkgo biloba or something.
Yeah, man, some mad chronic.
Nate, I feel so bad about this, but you got your phones ready? Because I figured out a better way to crush it than my foot. That seems dangerous to me. Like I might twist something.
I bet I know what you're... Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
Do it.
That was better than
we thought it was going to be.
That was satisfying.
Proop survived with his stupid glasses.
And so did you, Doug.
They all
survived. Oh, wait, they all survived.
Look
at the bottom of that thing. Hold on. Is it not solid?
I think it's hollow.
We will survive. Oh, Jesus. How weird.
One more time for all of my guests, Adam Mead, Paul Tompkins, and Thomas Middleditch. Julian doesn't have a shithead on the back of his name tag.
I do. Well,
what is it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda leaving Hamilton.
Okay, that's an interesting one. As always, Lin-Manuel leaving Hamilton is a shithead. And people who watch the basketball game on their phone in the movie theater are a shithead.
Thanks again to Loot Crate, the monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and pop culture nerds. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Star Trek, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek. Including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. You only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.